The world of big-time college football is an intricate thing, interwoven with the trials and tribulations of coaches, managers, scouts, press agents, broadcasters, sports writers, players, and representatives. The world of big-time college football is no longer a world of sport entirely, but more than ever a world of business. To better understand this fabulous world, listen now to Rohde Motors, Talking Football. This is the third edition of Talking Football in 1960 for Rohde Motors. Our guest this afternoon, Mrs. Hugh Dougherty, football wife, mother, and authoress. We'll be with Francie Dougherty at her home in East Lansing in a moment. Plymouth for 1961. Valiant for 1961. And cars from the Chrysler line for 1961. At Rohde Motors in Benton Harbor. Thrill to the fine, clean lines of the 1961 Chrysler line. You'll find them. Plymouth, 461. Valiant, 461. And Chrysler, 461 at Rohde Motors. Now, giving you the deals of a lifetime on 1960s. The deals of a lifetime on fine, reconditioned, used automobiles. Chrysler, Valiant, and Plymouth for 1961. See them before you buy in the fall of this new year. The Chrysler Corporation for Rohde Motors in Benton Harbor.
We have always made it our policy on Talking Football to talk all phases of football. It may seem rather strange for your host, me, Don Beeler, to be talking some 125 miles to a woman concerning football. But most certainly, Francie Dougherty is a football gal in every sense of the word. She is the wife of the head coach at Michigan State University, Hugh Duffy Dougherty. She is a football gal and a football rooter for the Spartans from the word go. But all of a sudden, she has vaulted to fame in her own right. Not as a fine football wife, but as quite an authoress. Francie, it's awfully nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to be with you.
Francie, let's talk a little bit about your latest accomplishment in the world of football, so to speak. Gridiron Cookery. This is a book which has captured the fancy of most everybody and certainly all gourmets across the country, and I know has captured my fancy. Tell us a little bit about this book, Gridiron Cookery. When did you conceive the idea of it? How long did it take you to write it? And when will we all be able to get it?
Well, I started it about 2 years ago, and it was really just an idea that grew. I had met a great many of the football coaches' wives throughout the country, and invariably we start talking about our different forms of entertaining and how many people we have and when we have them, and then we'd get around to comparing recipes. And I just thought what a wonderful idea it would be if I could get some of these recipes and put them in book form, because so many people could use them. They are so versatile. And I worked on it for about 2 years with the help of Aileen Brothers, who is the elementary editor at Lippincott & Company. And we presented the book to David McKay as completely as we could, and they accepted it.
Now, how long, actually, Francie, did you have any idea that that such a thing was going to happen, or did you think it was going to be the typical cookbook that every woman writes that goes just to her friends?
Oh, no. I realized that this was a wonderful thing from the very beginning, because I sent out about 150 letters to various women around the country, and immediately I had responses from at least 125 or 30 of them, and they were all very enthusiastic, so I just knew that it was a very fine idea.
You mean by you say you had responses, were these your contributing editors?
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, have you gotten these recipes for this gridiron cookery, so to speak, from football wives alone, Francie?
There are a few athletic directors' wives, but most of them are football coaches' wives. And, of course, some of them, during that two-year period, some of them were inactive. Their husbands were active football coaches and now are not active. But they're all interested in the football field.
Francie, what I noticed in this week's Sports Illustrated, wonderful setup you have. What kind of a kitchen do you have? It looked to me like it was something of the early American type.
Oh, no. Our home is really, we have mostly modern furniture in it, but we have it filled with practically all sorts of things that we've collected and various trips that we've taken over in Europe and throughout the country. And I do have quite a collection of copper, and that's probably what you're referring to. But it's just an ordinary kitchen with a stove and refrigerator and lots of cupboard space.
Francie, how long actually have you loved to cook? Has this always been your favorite part of the domestic type of life?
Well, I think you should say, Don, how long have I loved to eat? I love to cook is because I love to eat. And I've always been very brave about trying new dishes, and I'm not at all afraid of going into a restaurant and trying something that I've never heard of before. Mm-hmm. And I think this is part of the exciting part of being able to cook and enjoying the eating.
Would this have anything to do with the enjoying the eating, have anything to do with the maiden name?
Oh, I suppose so. I think I'm really kind of spoiled in that respect because my mother was a wonderful cook and we had marvelous food all the time we grew up.
Francie, a little bit of history here before we get back to gridiron cookery. How and when did you meet Duff? Was this at Syracuse?
Oh, no. We met out in San Francisco about 18 years ago. And 19 years ago, and he was on his way overseas to New Guinea, and he had a blind date with a girlfriend of mine, and that's how I met him.
Oh, mercy. In other words, he was going over he was in Mufti and going over to serve the country.
That's right.
Francie, what's it like to be a football coach's wife? I would expect probably that you have to live and relive and rehash every mistake and every good point that is made by your husband, and I would expect that football season becomes as trying for you probably as it does for Duff.
Well, it is busier than the rest of the year as far as people are coming to visit and the telephone ringing, but really I don't think it's too different than most professions. Our Saturday nights are spent generally here at home with a few friends, and of course the coaches generally like to get together because they like to rehash what's happened during the game. But I really think it's fairly normal. Of course, Duffy's gone quite a bit, but I suppose if he were a traveling salesman, he would be gone just as much. So it has its compensations.
What do you mean when you say, Francie, that he has gone quite a bit?
Well, for instance, he eats most of his meals on training table, which means that maybe he'll have one meal a week with us here at home. And then, of course, once the football season's over, then he gets on the banquet circuit. So he's gone practically every night of the week for that. And he just isn't at home as much as most men are.
Well, now, when you say the banquet circuit, which, of course, we're all very familiar with, and you say training table, does this mean, Francie, that 365 days he is only home once a week?
Well, during the summer he isn't. During the summer he's home, but I'd say a good at least half of the year he's gone.
I see. Well, now, if he is gone all this time, Duffy's not fat, but neither is he thin. How does he get a chance to sample all this wonderful cooking that Francie does for him?
Well, when I do know that he's coming home, I try to have something extra special for him.
Oh, I see. Now, a little more about gridiron cookery, Francie. When will this book be out? When will we be able to get copies of it? And how long is it? And what is it composed of, other than Chicken Dickens?
Oh, there are lots of recipes, all sorts of recipes. It is out on the market now. In fact, I understand that some of the bookstores have sold their supplies and they have reordered. But any bookstore could get the book for anyone who's interested in it. It's published by David McKay, and I know that they could be ordered directly from them if they wanted the book. There are approximately 380 recipes in the book, and they just cover all sorts of of food. Soups and sandwiches and casseroles.
Does it cover any personal history of why the book was written and any little anecdotes about anything of the Dougherty family, Francie?
Not really, but it's, there are quite a few recipes that have little stories of the families of the contributors, which makes it very interesting reading. It's not just a recipe book, it's just good to read also.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that this book has a real great future, and do you feel that this will, is there anything in the way of a sequel coming to your mind already?
Well, I have some ideas. I don't know if I'll be able to follow up on them, but I do have a real good idea. I think it would be wonderful as a follow-up on this particular book.
Well, now, how about your family itself? It is composed of how many people, and I would imagine with this new book that you yourself are getting even more busy than usual.
Well, it has been a little hectic, but it's been kind of fun, really. We have one little girl, 6, and a boy, 14, Danny and Dree.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to manage fine. They've been as excited about this as I have.
Well, I would imagine all of a sudden, with you becoming an authoress, that the possibly just a little bit of the fame has switched to Mama instead of Papa here in the last few weeks, and all of a sudden the kids are probably starting to look at Mama and saying, "Boy, we've got both halves of the side." But, Francie, it's awful nice to talk to you. I hope the book goes real well for you, and give our best to Duff, and I hope that the rest of the fall isn't too trying, and that you can get a little bit of rest for yourself and get a little bit of relaxation, and have a wonderful fall and winter out of it anyhow.
Well, thank you very much, Don.
Thank you, Francie.
From her home at East Lansing, Michigan, our guest on this third edition of Talking Football for Rohde Motors, Mrs. Hugh Dougherty, Francie Dougherty, authoress, football wife, and mother, and authoress of the latest fine seller, Gridiron Cookery. The 1961 Plymouth is here, enthusiastically received across the nation at Rohde Motors in Benton Harbor. And to combine with the 1961 Plymouth as the Rohde Motors offering for this year, Valiant 461, with its clean lines, its marvelously low price, its wonderful economy, and of course Chrysler. The king of the Chrysler line. You'll see them at Rohde Motors, Main Street in Benton Harbor, where 1960s are going at factory inventory prices, where the finest used cars in Benton Harbor are waiting for your inspection, and where the 1961 Plymouth, the 1961 Valiant, and the 1961 Imperials are waiting for you. Talking Football, a look into the world of college football, its intricacies and its beliefs, its joys and sorrows. To learn them and to know them, we must eat, sleep, live, and talk football. Listen again next week, won't you, to Rohde Motors, Talking Football. This is Don Beeler speaking.
Stopping at Comstock Hardware in South St. Joseph. It's a small store with a big, big selection of handy items for your home, workshop, and tool shed. And for your convenience, Comstock Hardware is open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, from 9:30 till 1 on Sundays. Stop in real soon. That's Comstock Hardware at 2523 Niles Avenue in South St. Joseph. Football in just 30 seconds. Twin City Recreation scores high with bowlers by supplying the finest in bowling equipment. Bowling balls by Brunswick, bowling shirts by King Louis, and a full line of trophies. Stop in soon. That's Twin City Recreation, 189th Street, just off West Main, downtown Benton Harbor. WHFB, Benton Harbor and St. Joseph, Michigan. See the all-new Rambler 461, now at Furlan Brothers. The Rambler's all-new with new fiberglass top, aluminum engine, ceramic exhaust. See it at Furlan Brothers on M139, north of Napier.